We're up to the pasuk in the Ashrei of the Ezuz Neresecho Yemeru. The power of the Nerois of Hashem, they will say again, like Rav Shamsal Chorosh explained, the Goyim, they see the powers of Hashem, but the galus of Hashem, as a friend, David said, Lashon Yachid, because only Yechidim are Zeiche to be able to see it. Now the Ezra of Victor Miller explains, the Sharish is always power, but the Vav and Zion refers to more power. A marshal to such a thing, like he says, we see your rak, a dam. So the Ezra's Nerisecho Yemeru, the power of the Nerois, the awesomeness of Hashem, they will say over. The Sikh Yitzhak explains that regular people, all they see is the punishments of Rishayim, and therefore they fear Hashem, because they don't want to be punished. But I, the Frum Yidin, I talk about Glosecha Asaprenu, not because I'm scared, but because of the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chesed and the Atava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's from Avo. Zecher Rav Tuvcho, a Zecher of the much time of Hashem. Now the Mefarshim explains it's called a Zecher because it's a remembrance, because it's not possible for a person to possibly articulate all the Tatavas of Hashem, because there's so much and they're so vast and they're so great. But it's just a remembrance of the much Tatavas of Hashem. By saying a little bit, it brings memories of the much more. So it's a Zecher, a remembrance that there's much more there. It's a Zecher in Devarim. The Zecher Rav Tuvcho, Yabiyu, comes pouring out, the Mefarshim explained, like a mayan that's noiva, a spring that springs out. So it comes sprouting out because that's how much there is. If it's in Koscha and the Tzidkas of Hashem, Yiraninu, they will sing. Ravid de Miller explains that the reason they're singing it is because when a person, Davna Melech, Tzadikim, they don't feel entitled to anything. But a person feels entitled to it, so he doesn't appreciate it, because it's coming to him. But when a person doesn't feel anything's coming to him, he realizes how great Hashem is, like we said beforehand, and how little a person does, kefi was chevasi b'olamoi. Then a person realizes that everything that he gets from Hashem is a tremendous hatava, an undeserved present that he got from Hashem, and that's what brings a person to sing out in rejoicedness, to sing rejoicingly from the hatavas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he realizes that he got a major matana, and when a person comes to that, that's what brings him to song. So that's what we're saying in this pasuk, that the Chassidim, they give forth, and he brings to others that they see the realization through seeing how many Atavas Hashem does for us, that we're not entitled to it, but it's undeserved presence, and therefore we're so happy that we sing out, we burst out in song over it. Then we say Chanun, Hashem is Chanun. He gives presents for free. Chain, it comes to Lashon Chain, that a person, something's given for Chinam, for free. Rachim and merciful Hashem. So Siach Yitzchak explains, Chanon is from Hashem gives good to Tzadikim, he does good. Rachim is, he doesn't punish. And that's the next end of the pasuk, Erech HaPayim. There's the Tzadikim and Rishayim, as Chazal tell us, that Hashem pushes off punishment, stops off from giving bad, that's the Rachim. Ugdol Chosed, there's Lara Chesed, that's the Chanon. The Tzlois Avram explains that we say Hashem is Chanun v'Rachum. This is the Fukei Abasa V'Dom. And the reason for this is because people, when they have Rachmanis, or a person's Matzachim Be'Neim, it's somewhat to do with the recipient, that something in him either stirs in them an emotion of Rachmanis, or it stirs in them that a person has Chain, and therefore he finds Chain Be'Nei Abrius. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why sometimes there's two aniyim and a person's barachim on one and not on the other, even though they're in the same exact situation. Because something in one of them stirred his rahmanis more than the other. And we have rahmanis on sometimes times we need more or less. Because it has to do, not because we're not perfect in the midas of Rachel, Rachmanis, Rachum, but something has to stir in us to an extent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing stirs in him. V'chachinoisi Hashem Ochem, V'chamti Hashem Rachim. Hashem gives it because Hashem is the ultimate mative. There's nothing in the person that's stirring this, that Hashem should give him these matanas for chinam, or nothing in him stirring the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have rachmanis on him. But Hashem mitzad atzmoi, mitzad the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is chayinin and merachim even without us, without the person meriting in it. And that's what we say, Chana V'Rachim Hashem, that the real midah of Chana V'Rachim in its entirety, in its fullest extent, is only by Hashem. Then we finish off the pasuk G'dol Chosed. So the Mefarshim explain, it means that there's a lot of favors, and there are big favors. And this is similar to what we said beforehand. Gadol Hashem zemi lechazdu v'tuvoy. That the chaz of Hashem is referred to Gadol. That's what we say Gadol Chosed could be. That there's a lot of big favors that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a person in this world. Then we say Toiv Hashem lakol. Hashem is good for everybody. So the Mefarshim explain in Tehillim, the Zeich Yitzchak over here, that this is in contrast to people. For multiple reasons. First of all, a person's usually only good to those that are nice to him, his friends he's good to, or king, the subjects that listen to him he's good to, but the other ones he punishes. Hashem is made of the time of the Rishayim, he's the Secho. We say Hashem is good to those that do good and to those that do the bad. Even the Mardim, by Hashem does the Matava. He tries to get them to do tshuva, and Hashem writes about tshuva, he's marich also they should do tshuva. So Hashem at some points is toiv lakol for every single human being. And more than that, a person doesn't always have the ability to be mative to everybody, because sometimes there are unintended consequences of his atava that it's not good for other people. If the king decides to empty out his eitzer of, let's say, a certain product and give it to everybody in the land, so it might be negatively affecting the shopkeepers that they can't sell it as much anymore because it's not needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to be mative to every single person without it unintentionally harming others. That's what we say, Toiv Hashem Lakol. The Chaim Salvavi says, even the downed and trodden person, when he's going through his tzaras, Hashem is mative to him. Because if Hashem wouldn't give him the kayach, he wouldn't be able to pull through, and Hashem is mative to him, that it gives him the ability to pull through what he's going through. And that's what we say, Hashem is Toiv Lakol to every single person, to the good people, to the bad people, to the people that are up and to the people that are down. Even the person that's down, Hashem is giving him the ability to pull through his situation. V'rachmav and the rachmanis of Hashem, I'll call myself. Not only on people, but even on animals, as the Gemara tells us, the Amsav Rebbe was hitting the mice, and Rabbi told him to stop hitting them in such a vicious way. V'rachmav v'kol ma'isov, and all the ma'isim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has rachmanis on. The Zeich Yitzchak explains, even the Rishayim, Hashem wants the bilti yadiach me'am nadach, they shouldn't be pushed off the deep end. But Hashem is, doesn't want the hashchasa, Hashem wants that they should be meitiv. Yitamu chatoim in ha'aretz Rishayim ha'idenom. We don't want the sinners to be punished, we want the averus to stop, because even those people Hashem cares about and Hashem wants them to be made to the derachol. That's what Rachmanis Hashem has on them. Rosham Shofar says, part of this is that anything that is in this world came through its existence only because Hashem created it, and that it went through at some point the Rachmanis, the unconditional love. That's what Rachum is, comes from. The Mefarshim explain, the Miller, like a Rechem, the mother, when it creates something, something that gives something else off, so it gets Rechem L'Abanan, it loves it in an unconditional way, and therefore it has mercy on it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Rachmanis, created the entire world, and therefore has Rachmanis on us. Now we continue, Yuducha Hashem Kol Ma'asecho. They praise Hashem, all the ma'asim of Hashem. for the Hatava that they received. And since we said that Hashem's Meitiv to everybody says the Siach Yitzchak, therefore everybody praises Hashem, because everybody received this Hatava to Hashem, and therefore everybody has to praise Hashem. But we say, B'chasidecho yivarchucho, those that are misnaig b'chasidos, they are mevarech Hashem. And that bracha means, the Mefarshim explain, that we said from the Nefesh HaChaim, that bracha is Lashon Brecha, that it gives off more, the wellsprings of bracha. So through their actions, the tzaddikim create more atava in this world. And that's what we say, the chasidacho, and the chasidim yivarchucho, not only do they bring praise, but they create bracha in this world. Others, Mefarshim, say, the Fidei Siach Yitzchak's plan should be that everybody in this world should be give praise to Hashem. But we see it's not like that. Not everybody gives praise to Hashem. And then what some of us learn, Yiduch Hashem Kol Masecha, doesn't mean in actuality they give praise to Hashem. But it means their being there gives praise to Hashem. Because I call Hashem Barasi, Barasi Yitzhatev Asasisiv, the Chloidia Barasi Yitzhatev Asasisiv, Kamash Kalish Baruch, Bar the Dhamma, the Bar the Chloidoi. Whatever Hashem created in this world, this is COVID. It gives more COVID to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the different species in the world, and the multitudes of them. So Kol Ma'isim of Hashem give off Mitzad Atzmam, they give off COVID to Hashem, they give off Shvach to Hashem. Because Hashem was the master architect, creator, planner, that made the entire universe from beginning to end. And that in itself gives off a praise to Hashem. Not necessarily that they do it, but their being there is part of what gives the praise to Hashem. But we add on, v'chasidecho, the chasidim of Hashem yivarchucho, they give bracha to Hashem. The Magid Tzedek says that this that we say, chasidecho yivarchucho, refers to this that we say, Yezeu chasid hamis chasidim koinoi. That is the Miskasidim Koinoi announcing out loud. That is a chosid. Rav Simcha Zisel used to ask, if a chosid is a Miskasidim Koinoi, so why is it from the Lashon of Chesed of kindness? Why does a person, the Chassidim, why are the Chassidim Hashem referred to as Chassidim? They're not doing favors for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one's getting favors from him. The Lashon of Chassidecha is the Shurish of Chesed. Hashem's not getting Chesed from anybody, so to speak. So why are those that are in high Madrigus called Chassidecha? People of Chesed. So Simcha Zisel used to say that the reason for this is because it's not possible for a person to reach high, lofty Madrigus as long as he's not Bein Adam L'Chaveroi worked on, that he does Chesed Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. And that's what we say, the Chasidecho, those that come, the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you come to Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Only somebody that Bein Adam L'Chaveroi does Chesed with other people, then he's Zoyche Yivarchucho, that he causes a Ribuy of Brocha and Atavo in this world.